film is, did you eat today? If yes, you can thank Ontario Farm.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
The Canadian Stuttering Association Conference 2025 is coming to Kingston November 7th to 9th. Did you know about 1% of Canadians stutter? That's hundreds of students right here at Queen's. Each year, this national conference brings people together who stutter and their allies from across the country. It has previously been hosted in Ottawa and Montreal, and this year we're excited that it's happening in Kingston, at a location just a short bus ride away from campus. If you're a student who stutters, this is a great opportunity to connect, learn, and build community. Bonus, the conference is organized by a current Queen's Medical student.
Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Are you struggling with an LGBT issue? Every day, PFLAG Canada volunteers are contacted by frightened kids and by angry, fearful, or ashamed parents. PFLAG is Canada's only national organization that helps all Canadians who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
So I go, hi, I'm Christian.
And I'm Mark.
And we're from
The Witches. And are you ready to rock?
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Canada. Rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, you are. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
It is the Indie Wake Up Call. You are tuning in for our little pre-Halloween extravaganza.
Yeah.
Good spooky weather with this rain. Mm-hmm. We've got Millie. We've got Cindy.
What's on your tank top? What is that?
It is a mashup of, I think it's the husband and wife from Beetlejuice, but they're done in the style of They Live. And it says reproduce, repeating down the street.
It's pretty remarkable.
I also have on some lovely, you can't see.
Yeah, I saw Squid Games. Ooh. Squid Games, yes. I was in Seoul right after they released Squid Games season 3 this year. Mm. And they had like crazy big parades all over town with her, like, but like building size.
Oh my God.
And it was very, yeah, very much, am I in the show or am I just in regular life in Seoul? It was both.
Just have them like in front of stop signs, so you know if you jaywalk, you just get blasted.
Kind of tracks with with everything I saw. But the rainfall is serious. Like, there's actually a rainfall warning.
Yeah. Yes.
There's a rainfall warning, which hardcore trick or treaters, don't worry. Don't worry, because it looks like it might rain for trick or treating, but that means you'll have people who have extra candy at their house because the people who like need to go home early will lose out. I have a teenager. She tells me that like you'll get those ladies at like 8 o'clock, like, I'm done, and they'll dump the whole bowl in your bag. So,
oh, wow.
Yes, trick or treaters, this could be a very good thing for you. And if you know where my house is, I have full size chocolate bars. I had 164 kids last year.
Well, with full size chocolate bars, that doesn't.
I think that's
not surprising.
I felt like I was getting the little ones, but they're like these couple little boys in my neighborhood with like two hand. The bowl of the little chocolate bars. I'm like, hey, Billy, I know who you are.
Yeah.
I know who you are. Like, and they would take like a full like handful. I'm like, I'm just gonna be that house now.
Yeah.
And I love Halloween, and we have a scary house, so some kids are afraid to come, but then they know it's worth it.
Yeah.
Full size chocolate bars.
It's worth it. I know. But I'm not saying where I live, but no. It's pretty good.
But you know.
people can find. It's a small town.
People
can find
to explore.
But I feel if it's
find
raining,
the scariest houses. I feel like the scariest houses in general are going to have the best goodies to hand.
Yeah, we love Halloween.
For sure,
yeah. We love Halloween. So we've got a full Halloween show today.
Yeah.
It was hard to not put on 4 hours of music.
I know. We actually have 2 hours and 41 minutes of music for a 2-hour show that includes talking. So some things are going to have to go. But I feel like I think we had no problem.
Yeah.
Getting
yeah.
spooky.
We'll have to execute a few songs.
Yeah.
All right. What do we have coming up?
We've got In the House with... by John Murphy, Lana Del Rey's version of Season of the Witch. Then a little Canadiana with Run for Your Life by The Creep Show, the classic Misfits Halloween. Mm-hmm. And then It's Halloween by The Shags, because if you've never heard it, it's
Millie,
an experience.
Do you know that song?
I do not. I don't think I do.
There's a whole backstory. Yeah. Ken from CFRC was the one that introduced me to The Shags many years ago because it's strange to listen to unless you have a backstory, but we'll get you there. Millie, okay. Are you dressing up or have you dressed up?
I'm dressing up as Maddie Healy from the 1975, or alternatively The Dare, because they have the exact same outfit.
Amazing.
So I don't know.
Yeah, that's great. You can change your identity midnight.
Yeah.
So good. Where are you going? Are you going to house parties? Or are you going?
I'm going to a house party on Saturday, and then on Friday I'm also going to a house party and also the bars and. Yeah.
Go Millie.
Another house party as well. Yeah, we have a stacked agenda this weekend.
Fantastic. All right, we'll cover some of it. Let's go. Spooky time.
Must be bones and leave you paralyzed. This demon's got you, she destroys you line by line. Like a train on a one-way track, keep on going, never coming back. Oh no, 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 wait, I'm touching more. The night is bounded by the devil. He lies in empty promises, never gonna make it right.
Run for your life.
Nine to six eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push that best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock. Why? I say, and it's just
Why, even Dracula will be there. It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The Jack-o'-lanterns are all lit up. All the dummies are made and stuff. By just looking, you will see. It's the time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are happy and gay.
Has weird time signatures. Check out Shags.
No one can keep up with Shags. Oh my God. If you know, you know. Like, if you just tuned in, welcome to the Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC. We've got a Halloween show. That was the Shags. And Millie, was it what we described?
Yeah, it was both the worst thing I've ever heard and unintentional brilliance. It was
those things. Wow. It was those things. I know. What makes for a good Halloween song? Do we like the jokey Halloween songs? Do we like the ones that remind us? I mean, I like a lot of scores, I have to say. Mm-hmm. Like, I do like a lot of scores that freak me out.
Yeah.
What makes a good Halloween song?
My playlist that I listen to on the regular is mostly scores, because it's great background. It's also fun. I have a jogging playlist, and I really like jogging by the water when it's like foggy out and having the Halloween theme come on or something.
Yes.
It's like, it's good inspiration.
Good old John Carpenter, man. You can just put that on. It's so good.
But I do like, I mean, I put The Blob in, the like 1950s, The Blob. I think we played some earlier, but like The Cramps, The Misfits. Mm-hmm. I feel like for me, I gravitate towards the psychobilly, the rockabilly, the punk for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Millie? What do you like?
I don't know. I go strictly based off vibes. So I put on so much music that, like, they're all differing genres and energies. But I don't know. It's just something about, like, all the music has more of, like, a mellow or, like, a spookier, like, you can't anticipate what comes next. I don't know. I listen to music based off of vibes, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, for sure. I just find Halloween, there are those scary songs that sort of bring you back to a movie you saw or like a jump scare that you're waiting for. But then I love the 50s. I've got I Was a Teenage Werewolf coming up on the show from the Ketones. And there's a guy named Bert Convoy that did stuff in the 50s and 60s that were just weird, but fun and party-like. So I feel that gives me some levity if I'm freaking out. Like, oh my God, because we got Tom Waits on deck.
Yep.
We're going to be playing some Tom Waits.
Crystal Castles, too.
There's just some good creepy music that wasn't intended to be Halloween as well, right? Like, we've got some great songs that weren't released for Halloween. Many of them weren't, but it's like, you fit.
Yeah.
What do we have coming up next?
So we have Tom Waits coming up next, and then some Crystal Castles, Magic Wands. Those two are from Millie. And then a throwback for me, which is Jean Daddy with Bloody Mary. They played the toucan a couple of times, but it was like probably 15 years ago. Super fun. And then Cemetery by Headstones.
Oh my God. This is one of my favorite Halloween songs. I think it's the best Headstones song. And they've got a new album coming out. And they just grew up around this neighborhood here. So wonderful times. Let's keep playing some creepy music. This one's
what's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? That hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
So can I say she won't solo? So can I say she won't solo?
The squeaking chairs.
The squeaking chairs. That's part of the spooky factor of the Halloween show. On the Indie Wake Up Call, I have to say, like, are we all doing Halloween shows on CFRC this week? We are. I just saw Jeff the Movie Nerd, amongst other things, Wednesday host of Indie Wake Up Call. And he's my favorite Halloween person, I think, in terms of entertaining us. And I think he's just going to be here tomorrow morning for Jesse's show, Carving a Pumpkin, in the station. Beautiful. Yeah, like, he loves it. He has a great taste in the full catalog, you were saying, like, all the different moods of Halloween. He's amazing. So, inspo right there. But we got our own show going on.
Yeah.
We got our own show. We want to talk about who's playing and where you can go and have fun. Millie, you gave us your itinerary for the weekend. I can't keep up with that. And also, like, I'm just fatigued from the sports. Mm-hmm. I'm so tired from the sports. Just from sitting down and watching sports. And it's getting in the way of me watching my creepy movies. Now, hey, go Blue Jays. I'm very excited for all the people that are excited about that and the sports and the whatnots. Mm-hmm. But yes, Chance is here. He doesn't have headphones, but he's here. But why don't we go over some shows that, like, who should people go see?
There is so much going on tomorrow.
So much.
If you want drag, there's the Spellbound Drag Show and Dance Party at Daft Brewing. If you want a little bit of burlesque, Limestone City Burlesque is doing a show at the Spire called Full Moon Masquerade. There is, of course, the infamous Mansion Halloween Party costume. There's Cacalloween at Musiki. And then Hotel Wolf Island has a big show with Strange Happenings, DJ LK, DJ Tegan, The Mercy Sound, and Dartmouth. And that's an earlier start. That's a 7 o'clock start for that one. Toucan's got Rocket Surgery, but they've been teasing some Halloween fun. And I know they usually are giving out some little gifties and prizes. There's a Halloween bash at Overtime. I don't think you can avoid Halloween tomorrow.
No, and you were saying, like, you have memories of just seeing people just out on the street, and it's a Friday night.
Friday night.
It could be crazy if the Blue Jays win the World Series. I think that's going to, like, conflict with a lot of people honking their horns and running. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be crazy, and I love just seeing people out, like, is that a Halloween costume, or is that who you are? I get that sometimes. I'm like, who are you supposed to be? I'm like, just me on a Friday? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I love that you can just walk around and be confused and excited about all of the creepy, exciting people to see. Now, are you doing costume changes, Millie? Like, or are you going through, like, you've explained? And I don't want to tell people what you're going to be.
No, it's fine. I have a lot. I kind of just ordered a bunch of stuff and, like, went thrifting and found a bunch of stuff. So I have, like, 5 different options if I want to mix and match or be one thing for a couple hours and then go home and change. But I also have some stuff from, like, previous costumes. Like, I was thinking of being a pirate, but also a Greek goddess, but also the Dare, but also Maddie Healy. Like, we've got a lot going on.
That's
I don't know.
I like when they have those big prizes at some of these Halloween parties. We were saying, like, the mansion often has a big one. So there are people that commit.
Yeah.
But they commit in the size of the costume is not really good for being in a room full of a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I do love when people have those big costumes that are just not good for even sitting.
Yeah.
Or going to the bathroom. Like, they don't think it through. But then you see them at, like, 2 a.m. at Bubba's, and you're like, you did it.
You made it through.
You did it.
Yeah.
I love you, man. So, very exciting weekend for all. What else do we have coming up for music that we're going to play for people?
Coming up next, we've got I Was a Teenage Monster, Ketones. We got the classic The Witch by The Sonics. Mm-hmm. Big fan of them. Got to see them live I don't know, about 10 years ago.
Oh, nice.
Was a treat. They put on a show.
Amazing.
We've got a request by Our Own Chance, which is Your Teeth in My Neck by Scientist. Then some Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah, The Ghost of Beverly Drive is one of my favorite songs ever.
Oh, okay.
And then The Blob. 1950s.
Amazing. I have a thought on songs like The Witch from the Sonics, and I haven't dug into the lyrics, but there are a lot of songs about men just scorned from women, so right. They declare them to be a witch or something. Yeah. So I don't know. Let's just see what that's all about.
It has absolutely been a trend through history.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. All right. I was a teenage monster.
I was a teenage
personal
monster.
Personal fave. Let's hit that.
Beautiful.
I was a teenage monster.
I was a teenage monster. A horrible teenage monster. 80 pounds of hair all over my face. Long fingernails, my toes are disgrace.
Yeah. I'ma take money and make big enemy, while I'ma take love and make good friends. Some are sneaking pocket, the other are flicking raw cheek, but I'm an easy air to teach you what's right from wrong. Say yes or no.
Work with what is love. teach but not be taught. And I wanna sell but not be bought.